Welcome to Get Over It, the Intuitive Transformation Podcast for Exceptional 21st Century Living. We have got an exciting show tonight. We have Olympia LePoint with us, and she is the author of Answered Unleash, A Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power. Now, folks, this is a show to help you change that thinking, to get rid of that negative tape that keeps running around in your head so that you can create the life you want. So get pen, get paper, pencil, crayon, whatever you need, and let's take some notes so that we can shift our energy a bit, okay? Now, the information shared on Get Over It uses intuitive and pragmatic insight to help you break through the blocks and release energy that is no longer needed. Yes, we're going to help you release your BS that is holding you back. But folks, as you know, the real question is, are you really ready to? And by the way, BS is belief system. Now, a bit about me for my new listeners, intuitive since birth. I'm a third-generation intuitive with over 3 decades of experience helping people break through the blocks along their path. I'm a strategist for personal and professional transformation, revealing information which enables you to become a master builder of your life. I spent 25 successful years in corporate America as an executive sales professional, and I am the founder of Healing Visions Ministries and the Northern California Children's Education Network, a 501c3 nonprofit. I authored Getting Your Eminence, the Men and Money book, and Masterful Choices, the Key to Easy, Effective Change. I provide consultations and healings regarding relationships, business, career, money, and love that heal the mind-body-spirit connection, allowing you to live your life to the fullest. Now, my clients tell me that I keep it real while providing them with accurate information to assist them along their journey as a spirit living a human existence. But they also say, if you really don't want to know, don't ask Monique. My background includes a doctorate in metaphysics, Reiki master teacher, ordained minister, and clinical hypnotherapist. So whether you are stressed, depressed, or possessed, I can help. To find out more about me and the services I offer, go to my website, MoniqueChapman.com. I invite you to like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter and LinkedIn, and you can also sign up for my opt-in newsletter, Intuitive Living, from my website, and again, that's MoniqueChapman.com. Modern-day hidden figure, award-winning rocket scientist and author, Olympia LePoint, overcame poverty, gang violence, and failing marks to eventually launch 28 rocket missions to space. Olympia is now applying the same math and science she used at NASA to show audiences and readers how anyone can remap their own thoughts to remove fear, unleash their brain power, and change the course of their life. Now, Olympia is the author of Mathophobia, which I really need, a book that shows one how to overcome your fear of math, and she is currently a popular college math professor and motivational speaker. Now, her newest book that we're talking about tonight, Answers Unleashed, which reveals how your brain power can just unleash your system, and she shows you how in this book. So if you're looking to make that shift that I talked about earlier, this is the book for you. Now, you can contact her and read about her on 2 different websites. The first is answersunleashed.com. The second is olympialepoint.com. So olympialepoint.com. Well, welcome, Olympia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. I am so excited to have you on the show. You know, you're the second person that I've talked to that was a rocket scientist. The first was when my youngest was in kindergarten, and, you know, all the kindergarten moms were outside the room so worried about our babies. So we started talking to, you know, the moms started introducing ourselves to each other. And this one woman said, well, what do you do? And at the time, I'm a hotshot sales professional, so, you know, girl, I'm full of it, okay, and shining brightly. So I told her what I did. I said, well, what do you do? And she says, oh, I'm responsible for making sure the space shuttle's nose is pointed to is pointed to Earth at NASA. And I'm like, oh, a rocket fire. Shut me up real quick. But you know what? Nicest woman, down to earth, absolutely wonderful. And you, based on what I read in your book and talking to you a few minutes before we started the show, I get that same grounded energy about you. So give us a little bit of your background and how you became this modern day hidden figure.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much for asking that question. People typically find me online through my TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear, or they see my books, Mathophobia, and my latest one, Answers Unleashed, and they find out about my background as a rocket scientist. I helped launch 28 space shuttle missions into space with a team of great people, and I was one of the individuals that sat supporting mission control, making sure our satellites and our astronauts went into space safely. And it was an honor for that role. And yes, you have to be very grounded to do it because there's no room for error. And I was very thankful to have just a team of supportive people that I had to find in that journey. And I didn't have the easiest journey by any means to eventually do that. And now what I'm doing is taking that same mathematics and science that I use for exploding rockets now to explode our brain. So if I could take your audience and your listeners back, maybe a good over 20 years ago, it was maybe like 27 years ago, what happened was... Well, longer than that, and I've got to count up the numbers. It's much longer than that. Let's take the audience back to when I was 6 years old. I went to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory here in Pasadena, California, and I went on a field trip to this mission control room. Mm-hmm. And this mission control room was just wonderful. And I saw these pictures of these men launching rockets on the wall, and I told myself I want to be just like those men. But I came across a lot of emotional and physical trauma in getting to that point. We were raised in poverty, and we didn't have much money to eat. I encountered an argument, and some people see this on the TED Talk. I had an argument with someone in the fifth grade, and he was already in a gang, and so when we got into an argument, he slashed my face, and I almost lost my eye and my eyesight, so I had to learn how to see correctly after that. I went through poverty, and all these type of situations, these traumatic situations that I encountered when I was young, and locked up my brain. It locked up my brain, and it didn't allow me to be able to solve problems. Everything from... the event just to cope, the type of trauma that happened when I was younger and in the classroom, all these particular situations, I didn't understand that was separating my brain into pieces, and I couldn't completely find answers in my life because I needed to build the three side of my brain that I later on discovered. Long story short is there was a teacher that helped me in 11th grade, and he helped me understand mathematics. And in the course of studying mathematics, I understood that was the first beginning of me to understand how the brain operates. And I had to overcome my own fear. And once I did, I became extremely good at mathematics, graduating at the top of the class later when I went to California State University, Northridge. And then later that launched me into working for the Boeing Company, where I helped launch 28 missions into space. And I started there when I was 21, and I was really young, and it was the most challenging experience because I am a woman of color, and I am thankfully still young.
and by the way, folks.
Oh, thank you. I really love, it's so interesting. I think I look younger now than I looked back then, but it's interesting.
You know what? When you walk your path and you live your path, you look young.
I agree with you.
I'm sorry, I cut you off, but go ahead.
It's just so true. But what happened is that when I got into the environment, it was like a two worlds. I was faced with a world where I had support, where people knew I was one of the very few women in that role. I would sit in a room with them, there being 200 people, and I was the only woman, and then often the only person of color in the room like that, and definitely the youngest person. I was 21, and I had to find out ways to overcome challenges, not only of finding the math and science to help launch things successfully, but I had to overcome challenges of people's negative perceptions based on the fact that they were dealing with someone that were different than themselves. And so that was one world that I dealt with. But then there was the other world. There was the other world with the science world. And I came across these brilliant, brilliant and supportive men and women who had this genius brain power. And as I walked with them and learned from them and helped incorporate their information into what I was doing, their brain power was just amazing. And I got a chance to see that anybody can become a genius. And that was the first eye-opening moment where I realized it's not just for people or setting their mind out to rocket science. It was people who have decided to do something great in life. It's unleashing that innovative power to be able to see the future before it exists. And then, then the course of all this, the most traumatic thing happens, but the biggest blessing happens at the exact same time. When I was working as a scientist, my mother encounters a car accident. She was a pedestrian at the time. And so after this car accident, she is left with severe head injuries, and she is rushed to a hospital because literally her skull was cracked open, and she had to go to the hospital to prevent death. And she had to go through brain surgery. And she went through brain surgery for over 10 hours or so, and they didn't know if she was going to survive, but she did. And when she did, she had to relearn how to walk, talk, eat, and sleep again. And so I had to work with the doctors and the surgeons to find out how to help my mother's brain heal, how to go about creating an environment and the right methods for her brain to reconnect anything that needed reconnection. And that's when I also understood the power of faith, because during that same time period, when my mother was in that accident, six different surgeons that were in the room saw two broken vertebrae that my mother had. And then the next day when she survived the surgery, and I asked the doctors to take pictures of her vertebrae, and x-rays to see how bad the brokenness was, when they went back, there were no signs of broken vertebrae at all anymore. And that was my epiphany, like, oh my gosh, there's something happening here that we don't understand, both scientifically and spiritually, that we don't understand that is connecting, and it's going to help my mother heal her brain. And I knew it. And all of us, all my friends from my church and everything else came down to the hospital, and we were literally praying and praying and praying, and then this verification happened. And that gave me hope that my mother would regain the ability to walk and talk and eat and sleep after this traumatic head injury. So that began my passion with understanding how the brain works. Here I had to overcome my own situation with my own trauma and remove those painful memories and restore my memories from things that I couldn't handle at the time. And then dealing with people who couldn't have an open mind frame, but then the people who were ingenious, who did have an innovative mind, and then working with my mother help heal her brain, that's when I realized that we have a power in our brain, in our system, that allows our brain to connect with the left side, the right side, to connect the entire body and connect to the entire world, to change it, and not only change it, to heal it. And that's what allowed me to come up with the foundations of my book, Answers Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power. And in the book, it's a self-help book to help people understand how to heal and restore their memories so it is positive, to restore their brain function and to connect it, to unleash innovation, and to change the course of their lives as well as the people that are around them.
Well, girl, you actually did a very wonderful job in this book of getting that done. But, you know, people have to understand that they still have to do the work. So how do you really motivate someone to do the work? I mean, you came up with this wonderful system. Is it called TriBrain?
TriBrain,
yeah. And so tell us about that and how you can motivate people to, and you know, it's one thing to listen to the show and say, oh, yeah, that's right, I can do all of this, and yes, I want to make changes, and you go right back into that same old pattern you've been in for the last however many decades, right? So how can one truly get motivated to blast forward?
No, great question. I've recognized through all those situations that we have a three-sided brain, and not two. Let me break this down with a little bit of the history of neuroscience. It was so fascinating because researchers were able to find that the brain has two different sides. It has a left side and a right side. The left side is very organized, very structured, very logical. It is responsible for creating the foundation to solve problems and organizing resources to fulfill any type of need. The right brain is more expressive and creative. It is the ability to express information in ways that can be comprehensible to various amounts of people. It also reads facial expressions. But no scientist ever before has found the third side of the brain, and so that's what I introduce in my book, Answers Unleashed, is that we now, I'm defining it and showing through my own experiences that I truly believe we have a third side of the brain called the faith sector. Now, in addition to the left side and the right side, the faith sector is responsible for connecting both the left and right side of the brain together. It is all the dendrites, connections, all the synapses, and it includes the nervous system. Just like a tree has branches and the branches go in the ground, and the deeper the roots, the stronger the tree, your brain is the exact same way. Your brain has all these connections, and all the connections create the faith sector. And the deeper this goes into your body, it is the deeper and stronger your nervous system is that actually connects your brain. So what I have found and what I have explained in my book is that the brain not only has the left side and the right side, but it has the third side. So it is your brain and your mind combined, meaning you can have thoughts not only in your head, you can have thoughts in your body, you can have thoughts in your hip, in your arm, in your foot, and not only in your body. I use Einstein's theory of relativity that I adapt to the TriBrain theory of relativity to show that we have thoughts that exist not only inside our body, but in a magnetic field around our systems, around three or 4 feet out, so our thoughts can actually exist outside of our body through the connections that happen in our brain. So when like for example, you know how people say like how there's bullying and there's a person who is bullied? There's a two dynamic factor there. The person who is being bullied has a thought and a fear and an experience in the past where the person has been bullied. And so they carry that past and that thought with them, and that thought not only is in their brain, it is in a field around them. So the abusers pick up on the thought from being around a person who has it. So it is, and then at the same time, there is what I show with chaos theory mathematics, that we attract and repel certain people in our lives based on what it is that we need to overcome. So one way for you to recognize is that every single person that you are attracting in your life at this moment in time is going to help you either solve your problem, whatever it is that you're encountering, or he or she are going to help you get further down into the problem to where you remain stuck. So this particular ability And I explained through chaos theory mathematics. But if we look at this on a really fundamental level, every single thought we have is meant to convert energy in our brain so we can reshape it. You must become aware of the thoughts that you have, and you must determine if the thoughts that you have are based on where you want to go. The first step in doing anything with reshaping the brain is understanding your intentions. Now, your goal is one thing. Your goal is great. That's something tangible. But your intention is something that powers your brain. It powers your entire life. It's kind of like, it is your life purpose. So you're, okay, by defining and becoming aware of your life purpose, you are actually reshaping your brain and taking that energy from your thoughts and directing it to that. Like, for example, if someone wants to become a great radio show host like yourself, or podcast host like yourself, and their goal is to create the show, that is great. You got to step back a little bit further and figure out what's the intention, and figure out why are you doing that. And the reason why you're doing that is to help people in all these different areas of the world so they can find answers no matter where they are. So if someone has that intention of, okay, I'm going to help people in all the different areas of the world by the ways that I am familiar with, then all sorts of thoughts come up regarding that. And so then you define goals based on that intention. Okay, I'm going to start a radio show, or I'm going to write a book, or I'm going to do this. And based on that, then the thoughts come, and the thoughts are there for you to convert your belief system about your ability to change your environment. Like, for example, if someone has thought that, okay, I've always wanted to become this great podcast person and to do all these radio shows, but I don't have the finances to do it. So immediately someone's limiting themselves based on their belief structure. Well, a thought is based on changing that particular belief into something that can be used. So every single way that we have to reshape our brain is by making a decision. When we reshape our brain, it is mainly by making the decision to move away from certain beliefs. So, for example, if someone is interested in becoming a radio show so they don't have enough money, and they immediately would think, oh, I don't have enough money to do it, they have to change their belief system. So, meaning they have to believe, all right, I have an intention to be able to do this. I believe that this intention is going to help me in itself attract the resources I need to establish this here on Earth. So that's the changing the belief. I will find a way to be able to find these resources in order to get that. So the belief system has to change. And when the belief system changes and you make that decision, that then unleashes an energy from situations that fuels your brain. And when that fuels your brain, any type of fear that you have established now gets shifted and changed through your decision every single moment of time. That fear then gets translated into passion, which then allows you to take action towards your goal. And when you take action towards your goal, you get closer and closer and closer to fulfilling the mission that you have for your life.
Okay, and everything that you said I completely agree with. But what about the person who's listening to us who says, okay, I can buy into that. I understand my intention. I have a feel for my life purpose, but I'm afraid. How do you get past the fear?
Oh, great question. The person, if you're listening out here and you're a person who has heard me so far and you're thinking, how can I do this? There's actually something that you're going through, and I call it brain break. When you experience very difficult situations before in the past that has been very shocking, what happens is that you create chemical reactions in your body that then turns into what I call brain brink. It's, you have cortisol that increases in your body, which is a stress hormone. You have adrenaline that increases in your body that's geared towards making you amped up, and that increases your heart rate. Your temperature in your body increases, and it fluctuates and it changes. So you are creating a chemical environment when you've gone through very traumatic and stressful situations, and then this chemical actually, it serves, it's like a glue. It's a dark glue in the brain that actually sticks the brain together. And if you're not able to remove those fearful thoughts from the past, you're not able to move forward. And researchers have been theorizing this, but now it's actually confirmed. For example, Dr. Caroline Leaf is a neuroscientist who was able to come up with a theory that there is dark magnetic fields that happen in the brain in the middle of toxic emotions, which is fear, anxiety, stress, envy. When people experience those toxic emotions, there's actually a toxic chemical that is released in the brain, in which I take it further and call it brain brink. So Dr. Ann McKee was able to determine this because recently there was, if you saw the study in the news recently about all the individuals that have been football players and suffered head injuries, and mm-hmm. then they mm-hmm. autopsied the whole brain. Well, Dr. Ann McHugh, a neuropathologist, was able to cut open the brain and do cross sections. And when she did this on the NFL players that suffered head injuries concussions during football games, she opened up each of their brains and found this dark tar-like mass, the same type of mass that was speculated by Dr. Caroline Leaf. She found evidence in it in the form of CTE in each one of the players' brains. So that was the result from physical trauma that happened to somebody. But emotional trauma is just as damaging, and sometimes it's not seen until death. So recognizing that emotional trauma is just as bad as physical trauma is the first step to you understanding that any type of painful memory that you have experienced is designed to be transformed in you. So the first step is for you to understand every single traumatic experience that you've had before in the past and identify them and choose to understand where your fear has originated from so you can actually replace that fear, take it out of you, and replace it with a new thought. So if you're struggling with this process of moving forward, it is because you literally have brain brink, which is like this dark tar-like glue in your brain that's waiting to come out. And the good news is that it can come out. And one of the researchers who are doing great work with neuroscience he's finding that prayer in itself activates the prefrontal cortex in the brain, which is responsible for creative problem solving. So the first step in any type of situation where you want to change your life, my recommendation is, after we've been doing all this research, is to literally pray. First pray about the entire situation.
How does one pray? Because,
question.
You know, they put their hands together, get on their knees and say, oh God, I want whatever. Is that a prayer or does it need to be deeper?
Oh, great question. There's different types of prayer. Prayer is simply communication to God or the universe, whatever you choose to believe, or the major creation of the universe, that you fall in line with the purpose of your life and all type of forces that and situations that you encounter, you will be aligned with to move towards your highest good. That is the prayer. And so when you pray for, I would like this to happen, and this to happen, and this to happen. That's great. You can pray for that. But my recommendation is allow all the resources to align up in my life to be able to execute my life purpose. Allow all the resources in my life to line up to execute my life purpose. And that prayer in itself is on a deep level, because in order for something to physically happen as a resource, it has to mean that your thoughts have changed, your feelings have changed, and for you to attract, and I show this through mathematics, to attract the situation that's best suited for you through resources. So in order for you to attract that means that your entire life and your entire system is going through a transformation and to be aligned. To be aligned. So the prayer is, allow me to be aligned and connect me with the right people to help me grow in order to move in my life purpose. That's the first way I would recommend to pray.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Folks, we are speaking with Olympia Lepont. She is the author of Answers Unleash, the Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power. If you're looking to shift your life, you know, to the positive, this is definitely a book you can get. Yes, she's a rocket science, but the book is not rocket science speech, okay? It's for the everyday layperson, very easy to read, very easy to understand. And she's got some great stories and even greater exercises in it, and maybe we can get her to share one in a little bit. But you can also check her out at her website, and that's answersunleashed.com and olivialepont.com. Olivia, this is a show on intuition. How can one predict their future using science and math?
Well, great. We actually can see the future. Scientists have been doing this all along. For example, have you ever thought about if someone would create something and then a couple of months later you see it's created and you're like, oh, I had that idea.
Mm-hmm.
we all do that. That is actually a natural process of the brain. In my theory of tree brain theory, it is that we each have the ability to use our intuition, and our intuition is guiding us to an answer before any scientific evidence of it exists. I'm a firm believer that science and our intuition and spirituality are all the exact same. It's a three-sided coin, if you will. The science represents spiritual principles that we are still understanding. And the science is a direct, tangible representation of what's happening in a deeper world. Our intuition is something that maps us from our thoughts and some things that are intangible to something that is tangible. Our intuition, I truly believe, is the ability for God to connect with us, to guide us when we don't physically have the answer right in front of us, but guide us towards it. The example I give in the book is if you're like in a corn maze, and there's all these crooks and turns, you don't know how to get out, it's really frustrating. Mm-hmm. But what if you had someone in a helicopter telling you, okay, now turn to the right. All right, now stop here, turn to the left. Okay, go straight. And you get out, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, thank you, I've had someone guide me to get out. Well, that's what our intuition does. Our intuition guides us how to get out of situations and how to build situations that are better for us. So there's different ways that we interpret this information and this guidance, and the first way is dreams. We have several different dreams that come to us during certain situations. And I break this down in the book in several different categories. And what happens is that our dreams help us to understand our reality when we are fully awake. The purpose of a dream is for us to receive information and how to be guided during our waking hours. And when we dream, there's a couple things that happen. During the 7th to 8th hour of sleep, and this is why it's so important to get enough sleep, your brain mm-hmm. recalibrates itself and it reshapes itself. And this is found in the REM sleep, the rapid eye movement sleep. And researchers are seeing that during this time frame, short-term memory gets converted to long-term memory, so you're able to process things. And I'm understanding through the science is that when we have that ability to sleep, that opens up brain power for us to receive, almost channel information in a higher way. And how that comes is, I use that and explain this with Einstein's theory of relativity, which is E is equal to mc squared, and the E is energy, the m is mass, and the c is your brain fire of the speed of light brain fire that's happening in your mm-hmm. brain squared. So when we have brain fire, that light in our brain that happens, that is intuition. It is allowing us to see what happens. Now, for example, if we have intuition, there's a certain type of dream. Sometimes you have some really fear-based dreams, horrible nightmares. Well, that's great, mm-hmm. because what that happens is that during that moment in time, whatever it is that you saw in the horrible nightmare, that's actually helping release brain brink from your brain, so it is unsticking your brain together so it has the opportunity to reshape. And when that does that, you are more aware during your waking hours. And so your intuition becomes actually a little bit more increased. Characters in your dream, when you have different people in your dream, and every single person in your dream represents you. And that's what's the most interesting part. Whoever is doing whatever it is in a situation or in a dream, they typically are representing a part of your own personality or a part of a way in which you are thinking that you are not aware of. We attract people in our life who are mirror images of ourselves, both through where we have been first and where we are going. So when we have dreams of certain people in our life, one way for us to become more aware in our working hours is to represent and know what type of action each one of these people took in our dream, and that will guide us to know whether or not we need to take that same type of action in our own life. There's also ways where I call it, it's a tree of brain abilities that we have in our system. For example, there is a tree of brain empathy. A person is able to, when they use their full connection of their brain, they're able to actually be next to someone and know what's happening inside of their body. And see, what happens is that we have a field around us, it's a magnetic field, and that translates information through our thoughts. That information translates how we have experienced life, how we are feeling at the moment, even what we are about to do. When we are around people, we typically pick up on their feelings, and we're very empathetic. It can go it can be positive and negative. For example, if you see very negative, traumatic terrorist events that's happening on the news, the type of severe trauma and feelings that individuals are facing, that then gets translated, and that energy then gets, through the brain power, gets transferred over media and TV, so people feel that pain, so that they start crying. Mm-hmm. They start crying is because that is a brain power that's actually being unleashed. And it's the same thing about people who are in triumphant situations, athletes that go through severe injury, but they limp across the winning line, and everyone is moved. It is because that brain power is so exceedingly brilliant from that person who is triumphing over that situation, that literally people are picking that up, and they are being moved by how this person's faith is moving them. So we each have that ability, and it's tree of brain empathy. There's also remote viewing. We are able to see things in the future, in the past, and in the present. And when we see things in the present and we're not physically in that environment, that's called remote viewing. Things like, for example, what happened with my mother was right before she was in her accident, and this is when I realized how powerful intuition was. I was talking with a coworker in the restroom that I was at our work. I was talking with a coworker, another female employee that was there, and I said to her, "Oh my God, be careful! I see an accident happening. Please be careful, no matter where you go." And she's like, she looked at me, and she's like, "All right." And then a couple of minutes later, I got a phone call from my own sister, who said that my mother had been in an accident. And at that moment in time, I was remote viewing, not recognizing that my mother, at that moment in time, was sending out information that she had been hurt, and she was sending out what information that she was looking at, which was an accident. And I saw the accident, and what that is called is remote viewing, where people are able to see things that's happening at the present moment where they are not physically located. So our brain naturally has this ability to do that, and it usually happens in extreme situations when people are not aware of what's happening. There is also tree of brain clear audience, or tree of brain sound. This is when we receive guidance and information that is not from something tangible or something that is tangible. For example, sometimes if you don't necessarily know what to do that day, or you need to figure out, oh, should I do this or should I do this, sometimes at that very moment, your answer will come in the form of an exterior noise. You may turn on a radio, and then you may receive a guidance. The lyrics in a song mm-hmm. will be the what it is that you're supposed to do. Or it mm-hmm. may be you may say a statement out, and then all of a sudden you will hear a loud siren. That is an indication. That is actually your brain picking up on the information of the direction for it is that you're supposed to take for that particular day. Or sometimes individuals may hear, we all hear this, sometimes you hear a voice in your ear and it says, mm-hmm. this is a good idea, or sometimes you hear a voice in your ear like, don't do that. Well, we all have that ability. We see it, always fictitiously seen in movies as the good angel and the bad angel on people's shoulders. mm-hmm. Or this actually is real. Our brain has the ability to pick up energy that is beneficial towards our life path and pick up energy that mm-hmm. is detrimental to our life path. We have the ability to discern and do both. So when someone hears something in their ear and it is something that is not their voice, or they hear mm-hmm. something that seems like it could be their voice and they're not sure what to do, whatever you hear, when you have a peace about it, when you are completely peaceful about whatever it is that you hear, whatever it is that you hear in your ear that is calming, if that's the key mm-hmm. signature, when it's calming, that is mm-hmm. the message that you are designed to go. The message, it has to be calming. So that's one type of way that people receive information. People receive it as also tree of brain faith, a tree of brain manifesting, I should say. Mm-hmm. When individuals are able to see a future before it exists, they are actually able to bring in the resources before it happens, and that is actually faith. It's embodying the fact that the physical world will be able to mimic what it is that you're seeing. Mm-hmm. So when people are most effective at this ability, to fulfill a purpose for healing and advancing mankind. If you have this ability, use it. Manifesting it requires you to attract a physical situation in your life that promotes growth for you and as well as others. And it is so powerful if you use that, you have the ability to really change lives. And then you have to be open also about your intuition with other intuitive people. There's a lot of people out there who are will not completely understand this process. Even Einstein in 1916, he described gravitational waves. And gravitational waves was recognized 100 years later in 2016, when there was two black holes that collided in space, and that was the first time that mm-hmm. gravitational waves were actually evidence. It wasn't just a theory, it was evidence. Well, I'm presenting intuition as a part of the extension of the tree brain theory of relativity that's based on the general theory of relativity that Einstein said, and it took 100 years for people to understand that gravitational waves actually do exist. Well, the gravitational waves that exist and come out of your brain takes the form of intuition. So there will be people who will completely understand your intuition, and there will be people who won't. Your job is to connect with people who understand intuition and as well as mm-hmm. share your experiences so you can increase your own tree of brain power, which is gravitational energy that comes from your own entire DNA makeup from your own brain.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay, so once we wrap our minds around it, how important is it to trust that information that's coming in? Because I know a lot of people, they get wonderful intuitive hits, but then all of a sudden they discount it because they feel that it might be coming from a negative place, even if they have that calm feeling about them that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. So how do we get past that fear to trusting?
And that's very good. There's a person who has founded the Voila method, V-O-I-L-A method, and his name is he's a scientist. He is Joel Crandall, and what he has done mm-hmm. is he has connected kinesiology with craniosacral therapy, and so he mm-hmm. has been able to, and I write about this in the book. He has been able to connect people's movements, thoughts, actions, and their entire physical being, and how we physically operate in this world with the cranial sacral spiritual adjustments, which is basically gentle joint adjustments of your cranial skull and cranial bones. And those simple, gentle adjustments, in addition with someone's conscious thinking, which I point out in my book, Answers Unleashed, together with physical movement, actually allows somebody to discern which voice is positive and which voice is not beneficial towards your overall life purpose. And so that particular process is great. There's people who train across the entire globe, in England, in the United States, in Australia, in New Zealand, with this, what's called the Voila Method. The Voila Method is a way for people to completely be in tune with being able to receive a spiritual guidance and intuition so they can become aware of how to unleash your brain power in all these different areas. So that is one particular method I recommend. And the second particular method that I recommend is traditional. It is cognitive behavioral therapy. It is when someone becomes aware of their actions and how their actions interplay with the future and the past of what has happened in someone's life. When someone encounters and goes through cognitive behavioral therapy, it is a type of mental therapy that allows someone to become aware. And when someone becomes aware, they become more intuitive. And when this intuition comes, they're able to identify when events are going to mimic the past that they don't want, so they can actually have the courage to move forward in a path in which is totally fresh and new, which is innovative based on growth.
Right, you change that energy, and I tell people all the time, they say, well, Nate, you're intuitive, how'd you become that? It's like, well, number one, born that way, but number two, I pay attention. I'm aware of just about anything. If someone walks down the street in front of me, I know what color hair they have, what they have on, that type of thing. And as you tune in and become more aware of your surroundings, what you don't see, you will begin to see, you know, what most people can't see, what you can't hear or don't hear, you'll begin to hear. So, but it's expanding that awareness into this field that you're talking about. We're speaking with Olivia LePont, and her book is Answered Unleashed, the Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power. Olympia, well, we go to the website olympialepont.com. What are we going to find there?
Say that once again?
Will we go to your website, olympialepont.com? What are we going to find there? What services are you offering to people?
Oh, great. Well, you can go to olympialepont.com to find out a little bit about my background and give you a history about myself, and you'll find out the work that I've done. And answersunleashed.com, you'll find the book, Answers Unleashed, The Science of Unleashing Your Brain's Power. And you'll find the book on how to purchase the book if you're interested in it, as well as different videos that we have established with experts that are sharing about how to unleash your brain power. There's not just me that is out there doing this. There's tons of other great individuals who have mastered their own thinking and the way that they can change their own lives, and they offer tips that are practical and available for people to change their lives in meaningful ways, not just the way for we may see a situation, but how to execute in a situation with intuition, with brain power, with intellect, and with feeling and faith. And so I'm very pleased to be able to present this to the public, and it's free of charge. I like creating this because it is like a public broadcasting station for the web, and it's something that's like available for anyone, for all ages, to figure out how to embrace their own life and embrace the uniqueness that they bring to the world and not let fear or anything stop them or any past traumatic situation stop them, but move forward in transferring all those painful memories into a memory that is going to keep you in the present, keep you in the now, and keep you moving forward.
And, you know, folks, she said it, the present, the now, moving forward. Because if you're in the past, guess what? You're just recreating more of the past. And if you had a wonderful past, that might be good. But if it wasn't so wonderful, maybe you want to shift that energy. And if you go too far in the future, you have no idea. You can't create because you're, you know, out of your body, out of the realm of reality, actually. So the present is really important. Now, Olympia, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up this one little topic. You wrote a book called Mathophobia. I know I need it, but I don't know what it's about. Well, tell us about Mathophobia so people can go get both books.
Oh, thank you. Mathophobia is, that's actually where I touched upon slightly the next book of Answers Unleashed, but I wrote Mathophobia, and it's a book to help people overcome their fear of mathematics. And it's a book for pre-college and college students and people who are returning back to school. And it helps people understand how to master science and numbers. We're not using any numbers or science at all. It's actually using thought and the power of the brain. And I love connecting faith and connecting thought and helping people understand how to look at situations differently. And so I use that book as a way, as a study guide to help people understand mathematics and science so we can have innovative and intuitive people going to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics to not only use their intuition within their own lives, but use their intuition with being able to create inventions that will help the world.
Mm-hmm. You know what I see in your future, girl? I see you writing a book for the younger crowd, especially little girls, so they can get into the STEM programs and thrive.
Yes. I love helping young people, and I love helping professionals. I love helping people understand the power that they bring to this world.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, our time is almost up. What pearls of wisdom would you like to leave with our audience this evening?
I'm sorry, say that once again? We kind of cut out.
I heard that. I said our time is almost up. What pearls of wisdom would you like to leave our audience with for this evening?
Oh, thank you so much. There's so many different pearls of wisdom. Oh, my God, I would love to share a lot, but this is the pearl I will share with you. You are sane and grounded when you use your intuition. Do not ever, ever think that your intuition is something that's weird or it's something that is unexplainable and you should feel shame for it. No, that's all a lie. Your intuition is given to you as a gift. It is a part of the natural brain function that you have been given, and you have the ability to use it and to have heightened awareness and enlightenment with every single person that you encounter. Your life in itself is a gift. When you use your intuition as well as you look at situations practically in a way that's very logical, together combined, you will make so many great changes in your life that you will not only change your life, but you will inspire every single person who comes in contact with you.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Well, Olympia, I want to thank you, and I want to thank the audience for being with me tonight as we collectively get over it and get answers unleashed so that we can explore our brain power and move forward. The divine in me honors the divine in you. Folks, when you're ready to live a more balanced life, give me a call. Intuitive consultations, 30 minutes or longer, are offered at a 10% discount if you mention the podcast. Love yourself enough to make an investment in yourself and then make that call, 888-240-6057. And remember, the most important choice you can make is what you choose to make important. Consider making the masterful choice of love. Abundant blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.